We've come to the final work in Studio One, just alongside the door entrance. And it's another series by Sadia called Noise. And it's five postcard-sized images displayed in a column. The top image is a person behind yellow flowering branches with green leaves. And then the second image could be of a flowering fruit of some kind on the earth, on the ground. And the third image is a halved pomegranate with the seeds spilling out against a white background surface. The fourth image are three eggplants. Yeah. One has been halved and then halved again. And it has moist droplets of some kind or juices spilling from it and across it, alongside the path's sort of stained surface already. And the final image of the five is a cockroach of some kind on its back with dissected legs and wings scattered around. More noise from various environments and places, but a different feel to the black and white photograms that we saw earlier.
Yeah, the works in this section, we're continuing with the gesture of kind of processing and thinking through emotional events. The five images here come from two bodies of work. The top one comes from a work called Days Untitled, which kind of chronicles Sadia's experience of being institutionalized in the Monomita Hospital in Dhaka.
In that image, the subject's face is completely concealed, but a naked limb, an arm, does reach out in a sort of embracing way.
She's wrapped herself around with these flowers that we commonly see around South Asia. And like the plant, the kind of vines of the plant and the flowers themselves, really obscuring her own face and her own image, a recognizable kind of sense of her own image in that particular portrait. There are other four works in the sequence, the next four and across the bottom of that selection, is from a work called My Rotten Temple, in which she's kind of taking the phrase, the body's a temple, and kind of extrapolating from that, saying like, if my body's undergoing these kinds of, I guess having these kind of responses to certain kinds of violent things that you're seeing or experiencing, or you're kind of coming into contact with, the larger question is being asked around, does the body really remain intact? Does that also mean that the temple is now sort of less holy in some way? She does use very specific text prompts to kind of recreate the works, but she's thinking a lot through the kind of visual affect of some of these fruits and vegetables, as well as the image of the cockroach. What connotations do they have in the kind of common understanding within the context of Dhaka, within the context of South Asia? You know, there are a lot of significance for different things like cockroaches and what we say brinjal or eggplant, pomegranates, and I think that's a lychee fruit, all of which have more cultural significance in the everyday than they do as kind of objects that she's photographed, as if she's kind of had this chance encounter with them. Even though the objects are, you know, very clearly kind of staged and presented, they're photographed in a style of street photography. Some of them are photographed as objects in a museum, and then the second one, the image of a lychee fruit, is photographed like something you encounter on the street. And the object, the image of the pomegranate and the image of the cockroach, is almost has a kind of presenting it within a museum vitrine, as if it's being photographed against a white background to present all of the characteristics of the object itself. And that is this kind of dissection that she's trying to do with the different fruits and vegetables, as well as the kind of dissection of her own emotional experiences that she's making across the three bodies of work.